look around, everyone. I got to pull something from my sister's book. Look at everyone, look at yourselves. This is a really, really good group. But I'm honored to be a part of it. And that was the impressive speech. I got a lot of material. I just wanted to say a few things. I actually wrote them down. Typed them. I pizzle. Mikey. And his wonderful wife, Ashley. And I'm going to try not to cry. But if anyone heard about yesterday, we get busted up in the Keech Mountain. The vows, let's just say the vows were made. So I may also break up. Since I was 3 years old, I've been lucky to have this amazing little guy, Mike Keech, as a bro. In the early years, it didn't quite seem like he was a peach. There's no Jufro. And he definitely could not use the Milton Peach Jufro pick. We all want to love. But we welcomed him in, and, you know, we hope for the best. You know, apparently, it was a peach. I guess I probably should give a quick language, but the aspect of the peach and the whole peach situation. Because I'm speaking probably foreign to people like Pam and Jay, or like, what's these? Dr. Keech, we all just met Dr. Keech. Amazing man who put us all here with a crazy story and a great, great mission. And my lovely mom, Susan Keech. I can't even get into all that Dr. Keech has done to make this all possible, actually. So, anyways, Susan Keech, I'm Matt Keech. Lexi Keech, amazing 3,500-pound carrot, Lexi Keech. Then there's Team Old Cuz. We have Team Old Cuz. Thug cousins, Allie and Dana, and their wonderful husbands, Charlie and Leo. Yeah. Very good family, as we've heard. Can't forget Lexi's bone-eating husband, Chris. Definitely not confused with the Potomac Ricky. Also not confused with Mr. Geese. And Little Square Geese. Can't forget Woo. And then of course, Mr. Shee! It's all language that you guys can say. Beyond you can imagine. So back to script. As child, Mikey was, well, let's not say difficult nor complicated, but he wasn't easy at all. He didn't eat a lot of foods. Susan Keech, gourmet chef, unbelievable baker. You all have probably had brownies and cookies along the way. Didn't eat any of it. The rest of us were loud and talkative, as you can tell by me, at least, Lexi maybe. Mike Keech, very quiet, kept to himself. You know, unless he was eloquently proving some sort of a point, telling him a dumb idea, telling him the stupidity of some sort of law, or a provincial rule, or a TV show, or pretty much anything that sucked. Needless to say, he was an avid soccer player, and, you know, we thought the guy was going to be a lawyer, but he was playing soccer, so we stuck with that for the time being. Actually, to get serious, I'm really, really lucky because I had a really solid group of friends that I still do to this day that are my age, and these guys and all of my friends, I really was honored to have you cool motherfuckers, excuse my language, to hang out with and spend my time with, and you. I'm lucky. I had my people, I had his people. But being the oldest, I had the sweet job of having to break in Susan Keech, who was, you know, potentially bitchy, maybe not, but didn't walk a fine line at the time. But lawyer Mike Keech over here, he knew how to convince her of anything, so he maybe wasn't the favorite, but he knew how to take it to the next level, put it that way. So he took it to the next level here to UVM, where he has a great group of guys, a lot of new people here. San Francisco, UVM. So we spent 4 years at UVM hitting the bars, guiding the books, and weighing out herbs. I'm sorry, his options. You know, needless to say, Burlington treated him and his crew well, and it's a great group of people. Sean Audi keeps going. After college, though, Mike Keech was fortunate enough to be with Adam Levy on a sick road trip, and they just got pulled over. And, you know, Needless to say, ended up back in Maryland, Susan Peaches, delivering pizza, paying off legal debts, and he was not the lawyer. But it's all fortunate because at this time, he and Schneed, they were brainstorming around the clock and trying to decide how they could get, you know, capitalize off this thing that Schneed had heard about. It's called the World Wide Web. I don't know, it's going to be hot, potentially big, but it's done. So after moving to San Fran to get right in the heart of the Castro, to get the pick of the web-based world, and testing the waters at Ask Jeeves, Mike and Aaron finally found their golden idea. Porn on the internet. But what's ridiculous is that as smart as these two cats are, they could not figure out how to make the porn part work. They got the email part down, and as we know, that's turned into something actually truly amazing. And again, to get serious, these guys are completely generous. We've all been a part of, you know, serious profiliate business meetings, strip clubs, and hotels, and dinners, and poker games, and, you know, fantasy football. They've been very fair with their, I want to be serious, they are fantastically generous, and everyone knows that here. And to go off script again, Seth Littman pointed out, you know, at the bachelor party, we kidnapped him, and we were taking him to a boat, and he couldn't figure out, even when we got to the wharf at the water, he couldn't figure out where we're going, right? This guy couldn't figure it out. And the point is that he's always taking care of everyone else, and always so, you know, gracious, and make sure you're happy, and everyone else happy, that for us to do it for him, where are we going? I didn't plan this, so he's doing something amazing, but hey, what is this? So tell him, it was an amazing time. So after Schneed and Keech finally broke up and were able to move out of the house and find their own places, life continued to be quite grand for my little bro, Mike Keech. I watched and actually envied and tried to learn and play along at home while he sat at home, watched sports, ordered from the Green Cross, trying to wow all the amazing girls all over San Fran. Amazing lifestyle. And although none of us really thought that Mike would find someone who could live up to his impeccable standards, his completely ridiculous anal cleanliness, and his ability to convince you of anything, including that this is not a wedding, this is not even a wedding speech, somehow I met this gem, and I'd say gem, of a woman, Ashley Bowie, and she appeared on a scene. On his flat poker night, first night, and Edson told me they knew it. It's amazing. Amazing. And we all, everyone who's seen them together. Everyone who's seen them together, hung out with them, or can tell now that Mike has obviously changed a lot. And we all know that it wasn't just Ashley, but this woman makes him happy. Nicole, who my lovely girl who hasn't seen him in a few years, even woke up in the middle of the night to be like, Mike's just fucking way cooler now. So I actually have the good fortune to meet Ashley. I'm going on a little longer, so I'm actually I'm not even today, but I could be ready to go. Fortunately, I've been able to spend a lot of time out here in St. Fran over the last couple years. And I already think of Ash as a new little sister, to be honest with you. She's amazing, she's beautiful, she's intelligent, she's inspiring, she's awesome. And it's cliche, but I could not have picked someone better than Mike Keech and his story. And I'm actually really excited because I can spend the rest of my life with you as part of the Keech family. So I kind of went here too. It's a good situation. And I'm actually really excited because I got to meet Pam and Jay, little Jay somewhere back there. And, you know, without knowing them, it's clear how amazing these people are, as my dad was saying. Because you can't raise someone as special as this without being, you know, really special people. So it's a pleasure to meet you guys and spend the rest. Have you and be honored. In my 35 years, I've made a ton of friends. I have great friends still, like I said, from home. I've got this great group of great dudes over here. Elvis. And I'm actually very lucky as the Peach family. As you all know, we're more than just a family. We really are good friends. We play together, we party together, we do a lot together. We're like friends. But definitely my best friend in the world, if someone asks me, I'm Mike Deej. Oh! Yeah!
Sold 8 cars in the past 14 months. And how exactly did Ashley end up with the fatty new Beamer SUV while you ended up with the used hatchback? What is these?
That's what love does to you.
All kidding aside, as most of you know, Mike and I go back a long way. We've been friends since high school and business partners for many years now. At this point, our lives are incredibly intertwined. So I figured this would be a good forum to rehash some of my top memories of the man that is Michael Deej. May 7th, 1988. I saw Mike Hodge for the first time. We were both 12 years old and played soccer for the MSI Select Soccer League. I played for the incredibly bad Red Devils, and Mike played for the up-and-coming Bethesda 76ers. His team was one simple win away from earning first place in the league for the year and gaining the coveted trophy. All our team had to do was tie or win to knock their team out of first place and prevent them from getting a trophy. Long story short, the Red Devils did tie the 76ers 1-1, and they didn't get their trophy. And till this day, I still remember Mike Deej walking off the field, hysterically crying. You wouldn't believe it, but Mike really does have a sensitive side. If you were there at City Hall yesterday, you would have seen this in full effect. For the next trip down memory lane, I want to set the scene for the summer of 1993, which was our summer of 69. On June 26, 1993, Mike and I and the rest of our crew went to see our very first Grateful Dead show at RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C. This was an experience that changed our lives forever. We had never heard more than one or two Dead tunes, or even knew what a hippie was. When we arrived in that parking lot, we dove headfirst into the counterculture hippie revolution. By the end of the night, Mike and I and the rest of our crew became deadheads forever. From the kind veggie burritos, to the garlic grilled cheese, to the hand-blown glass, to the tapes, to the tie-dyes, to the balloons, drinking and popping. It was a grand old party. But it was the more precarious activities that took our mind, body, and spirit to the next level. Kevin and Grease are there, they know what I'm talking about. Matt Keach is there, he knows what I'm saying. Shit, Susan and Milton know exactly what I'm talking about. The people on earth that don't know are Honey and Lashney. Let's keep it that way. Later that summer, on July 17, 1993, in Wolf Trap Farm, Virginia, we witnessed our next true love. I can still still remember Mike and Swearby walking back to the car after the show, gooning out to the lyrics of Reba. We spent the next 10 years of our lives following this band around the world, from DC to NYC to Burlington to Red Rocks to Eastern Europe and back to Gamehenge on the never-ending quest to hear the ultimate show. We met some amazing people along the way who have become lifelong friends, many of whom are in this room tonight. I truly believe that these events in the summer of 93 changed the way that we look at the world forever. We began to question everything and seek alternatives to conventional wisdom. It led the path towards sustainability and alternative living. Our minds were open for the first time. Or something like that.
Yeah, Steve!
On March 15, 2000, Mike and I made the cross-country trek and landed on Castro Street in San Francisco. Living with Mike was quite an adventure. You never really knew which Mike you'd get when you woke up in the morning. Would you get the stubborn, salty, opinionated, and condescending Mike Geach? Or the stubborn, salty, opinionated, and condescending Mike Geach? Is that Mike Geach was, still is, and always will be the neatest person I have ever known. I was so messy that he used to come into my room and tidy up my things because he couldn't stand living in a house that had any disorder to it. I swear to God. Just to fuck with him, I would rearrange his little rock and crystal formations in his room to see how quickly they would get put back into place. Would you guess the over or under 5 minutes till they were back? If you bet the under, if you'd be rich, Yash, Matt. I will always be grateful for having Mike as my roommate. He introduced me to all kinds of reggae and hip hop music. Tommy and laundry and clean up after myself, although Alana would probably say I was a pretty bad student. It was really like having a brother for the first time. Being here in SF together made it feel like home immediately. On Friday the 13th, November of 2002, Mike and I made history as we sent out our very first email for Profilius, our ghetto Indian tech guy that we hired off of Craigslist, sent out the same message 33 times to one person by accident. But nonetheless, this is the start of a long and fruitful business that converted Mike and I from being great friends into great business partners overnight. Our success has afforded us an amazing lifestyle, being able to work from home, ski in Tahoe when it's dumping, travel the world together, partying in NYC, Vegas, Amsterdam, Cabo. Ashley, don't forget to ask Mike about mermaids. Lynn, he's there. Levy, he knows what I'm talking about. We've profiliated a lot over the years, and I hope the trend continues. It's almost over. On October 27th, 2007, Mike met Ashley for the first time. We were all at his house playing cards, except for Jeff Mizell. He was passed out on the couch. I remember Ashley immediately walked over to Mike and basically sat on his lap. It was love at first sight for both of them. Thankfully, that remained true the next morning and every day thereafter. Ashley is a beautiful, beautiful woman, both inside and out. She possesses an amazing positive energy, which has had such a calming effect on Mike. As someone who spends about 15 hours a day talking and IMing with Mike, I can definitely tell you that he is nicer, more thoughtful, and altogether a better person for having Ashley in his life. Yeah. Yeah. Getting to know them as a couple has been wonderful for me and Alana. As he said at our wedding, they are our family out here, and we are so grateful for their friendship and their love. In short, for what has been the longest speech I've ever made in my life, Blake is one of the smartest, most organized, and efficient people I've ever worked with. He has always made me feel extremely welcome and understood in any situation, and is one of the most reliable friends ever. As Lana always teases me, he is my best friend in the world, and I'm so happy for him, Ashley, and for all of us right now to celebrate this joyous occasion. Please raise your glass and toast to Mr. and Mrs.
I got all of that, I think.